And did you work after you were married?
On and off, different jobs. Yes, did. To get a few pennies. When did I first go?
Was it down where they pulled it down, didn't they?
Not places.
It was catering, wasn't it, down there?
Catering!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I went to work for the Staunton Arms in
That was down there then, wasn't
that
it?
That was down there, that's
down Red Hill, that was, but they pulled that down.
They pulled it down.
Used to be an old place for the old wine.
The retired gentlefolks.
That's right.
Stansted
College.
Yeah.
College, that's right.
Mr. I tell you what, Mr. Hindmarsh used to be there, this old gentleman, and he was always waiting for me to push Dennis down in the pram. And he was there always to talk to him.
He missed his family,
So first of all, it was the Staunton Arms up there for doing meals, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then they moved in because they opened it up for a restaurant.
Yes.
Well, then they closed that, didn't they? Yeah, they built houses on it.
Yes, but the college, looking at pictures, was a beautiful place.
It was lovely inside. When they took it over to do meals, they had this huge dining room, you know, when it was all set up.
Yes.
For a party and that, it was lovely.
Your husband, after the minibus, that was his last job, wasn't it?
After we got married, what was he? He was at Stansted. He used to come in the, how I met him was, he used to come up from Barrett's. Besbury's put a taxi to take us out once a week.
Oh, really?
It was Besbury's that paid for it, but it was Barrett's that run the taxi. And Alec used to come up to take us out, and that's how I'd come to meet him. I was already engaged to somebody else, but then when I saw him, I joked with him one day and I said, how much gratuity had? He said, how much gratuity? I said, oh, I'll marry you instead then, for a joke, you know. But that's how it went, being full of
fun. Really? And when you said they took you out, was this to give you a day off or something?
It was a day off, yeah.
And they provided a taxi?
Oh, they provided a taxi, yeah, they paid for it. Yeah. Because when I got this job, I got, I sent Massey's agency, and they sent this Stansted House, wanted somebody, and they had on it staff bicycles. So when the lady met me, you know, she opened up the front door and in I walked, you know, it was lovely. And she said, is there anything you want to ask me? I said, yes. I said, staff bicycles. Well, she said, she looked at me and said, well, of course, she said, there is my own, she said. She didn't have staff bicycles. She said, there is my own, she said, you can use that. Well, it was all right when I started off on it, but by the time I'd gone down that rickety drive. So Alec used to, you know, he, more often than not, he used to come up with the taxi. Oh, they paid. They paid for it.
And at the end of the day, they ran you back out.
They'd meet us at the station.
Really?
And take us back home.
That was very good.
So that was good. Yeah. I think that, you know, because it was at the end of the war, and I think they had a job to get people safe.
Yeah, of course, you had to go all through those woods, didn't you?
Yes.
I liked work in there because they were, as I say, if you worked hard, they treated you well.
Yeah.
Now,
did they entertain General de
Gaulle? Oh, yeah, they did. Sorry?
Did they entertain General de Gaulle there?
Not General de Gaulle. I'll tell you who they did. Anthony Eaton.
Oh, really?
He came to dinner one day. One night, you know.
Oh, really?
And the butler said to me, do you want, because we used to just do stitching in the evening. Do you want a drink tonight? I said, do you want, yes please, well come and wash up. So I used to go and wash up, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, they entertained all, and I'll tell you another one, Mary Churchill.
Oh, really?
Which is
yes.
Lady Soames.
Yes.
Yeah, she,
oh, really?
She came when she was in, expecting her first child.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's gone back a long time, isn't it?
So I don't wonder if
that
was Nicholas. Yes, yes, it is going back.
So it's not Nicholas Soames, is it? Because it must have been the other one. His father died, didn't it?
Yes.
He's a great big fella, isn't he?
Yes.
But
oh,
she was
nice.
Very attractive.
I can believe that.
Yeah, she was
because
very
her
attractive.
Mother was good looking.
Mm-hmm. And Lady Bisborough's daughter, which was Lady Laura, she had a son called...
Oh, wait a minute, I've got to go forward a bit.
No side with them whatsoever.
No, that's very nice.
And I thought Lady Bisborough was lovely because she was... Her eyes, she used to have her hair tinted.
Yes.
Like a violet colour, but her eyes were the same colour.
Really?
Yeah, she was lovely. And if she come down the back staircase, you know, she wanted to look at the menu, go through the menu and the cook. And
yes.
You'd hear her coming down, but she's going to London, you know, all the bracelets, all jingling. Oh. Where she comes. Yeah, it was nice.
Well, in a way, it gave warning that she was coming.
Didn't
it? Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. So it worked both ways, really.
And then you see, we say about Romans, well, we've seen so many changes here.
Yes.
We have laughing so many changes.
I think I'm going to stop it.
The procession was the
all dressed up
coronation queen was Pat Rickard,
that's right, yeah,
and the attendants were Marlene Phillips,
that's right,
Stella Highgate,
yes,
and Rita Royal,
yes.
They were all different. Then the children got entertained up at the wreck, the big marquee, the children's tea party, and they all were presented with a mug,
a
coronation mug. Mm. And in the evening there was like a firework display, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Dancing and all that. And
you said you pushed prams, were they?
We pushed
with our children.
Yeah, push the pram. Right,
did you decorate the prams at
all?
No,
there was people that decorated.
There was, yes, there was.
Funny
enough,
we went up to the church and we saw it, and I said to Ring, doesn't that lady look like Clifford? This is my brother-in-law, because he used to be into
everything like that.
I don't know if you ever heard of Clifford Miles.
Yes.
But he was into everything.
Yes.
And I said, doesn't that woman look like Clifford? And it was him, dressed up as a woman.
No!
Yeah, they were in this band, weren't they?
Yeah, they were,
Major Clark Jervis, didn't he plant a tree on the green?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
All the shops were decorated, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah.
I looked up sometime or other, I'll look up some photographs of the lecture.
Yes, that's right.
And tell me something about the shops you remember in Roland's Castle.
Oh, yes.
Where will you start?
Green nose, because they were there before.
There was Wigginton and Hearn, that is where tea shop is now.
Wigginton and Hearn.
No, it wasn't before then. It was Bert and Harry Rook, two brothers.
Oh.
They had it first.
What did they sell?
They sold all groceries and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And also they had a butcher's shop there as well, which was next door, like where the house is now.
I know, yeah.
And then they sold it to Wigginton and Hearn. Hearn was the local chapel
man, wasn't he?
Oh, really?
And opposite them was your aunt, wasn't there?
Yeah, my auntie was Mrs. Peters. The greengrocer, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was opposite, where the
spa
was.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mr. Miles
was was her dad.
Yeah, that's right.
He was Mr. Marsh was a shoemender.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the end was Ivy Marsh, which was the tobacconist and confectioner.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She used to save Doreen's
royal, she was good, wouldn't she?
Royal book every month.
Yeah.
Yes. Bert used to
go
in. She
was very good.
Yeah, she was. She was good. And she'd say, your book is in, Mr. Martin. And she always saved it for her.
That's
Doreen
right.
had all the royalty
books
right through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were lovely books.
Make sure she keeps them. Has she still got them?
No, she hasn't got them there because... what did I do? I felt sorry for that poor family up in Magpie, didn't I? And I had a turnate. She didn't play with dolls so much.
No.
That wasn't the last, but her royalty books was. Mm. And I shouldn't have done it. And these children, they had never had nothing in their life, did they? I used to feel so. And I worked at the school then, didn't I?
Yes.
For a while.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I forget their names. Becknell.
Ah, that's the name I know.
Yeah, yes. Becknell. And they were poor.
But then, who was it next door to, when you got over the other side? What shoe? Was Draper's, wasn't it? That was.
Oh, yes.
Well,
Bowen and Stretton. Yeah. There was a. Yeah.
Draper's,
wasn't it? Draper's shop. Fashion shop. Yeah, they're so close.
Then next
to
that was Royal's,
the bakery. Charlie Royal. And then...
where was the fish shop?
The fish shop was where...
the pharmacy used to be.
Where the vets is now.
Vets now, yes. That used to be
that's
a fish chip shop. It was always the three pubs, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it was the post office, wasn't it?
Yes, right. There was a little sweet shop there before that. It was in a little tiny black shed, like a shed.
Yeah.
And that was... and they sold sweets.
Then there was a chemist, wasn't there?
Yeah,
there was. The old Finley box used to have that.
Grants. The chemist, yeah. And then further up the road, where the hairdresser was, that was a grocery and sold everything you could think of. It was all mixed into one.
Yeah, who was that on the Landon's?
Landon's, oh yeah, that was another one. That was another grocery shop.
That was where the policeman, near the policeman.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, it was. Yeah.
And there used to be Stallard's.
Stallard's used to be opposite there. Opposite dairy, opposite that little place.
Yeah, that's right.
The Home Guard had it during the war, didn't
that's
they?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Where was the dairy? I can't picture it.
Where the hairdresser is?
Yes.
Well, then there's a private house built down there, isn't there? Then there's a parish hall there.
Yes.
Well, it was there, wasn't it?
Before you get to the parish hall.
Then up Castle Road, there was
Haskell's.
They had a grocery shop, which that went on for several years, didn't it, with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go through to the Gothlings, you know, through there. That was there, that was another shop. Then up Red Hill, there was another newsagent, wasn't there?
There was Dunning's.
Jacqueline's, yeah. Dunning's the butcher. Yeah, and then go further on up, there was Jacqueline's the head, the newsagent. Before
we
had a
saddle.
And Brace the shoe mender. Yeah, and...
Puddicombe's.
That was another grocery shop.
All shops. I mean, when you think
shops,
got nothing. There's nothing there. Is there?
Well, yet we're lucky in some villages.
Yes,
we are,
definitely.
Although, you know, as I say, we come down, don't we? We go in that little shop and we pick up one or two little bits. Well, I mean, our children,
they take us to our own shopping.
But if not, I mean, you could get by, couldn't you?
You could, on everything but clothes.
Yes,
oh,
that's
yes.
right,
yeah.
Yes. With the help of you good people, take us down.
Yeah, marvellous.
And was there a milliner's, a hat shop? A milliner's,
no,
a hat
no,
shop.
No, no, there was
a
hat shop.
I thought somebody told me there was a
and
hat
this
shop.
And then she sold them.
Oh yes, she might
have done.
She
might have
done.
Like her peppers.
Yes.
Well, maybe because we didn't buy one.
Probably so, we didn't buy that. So.
So you could get everything you wanted.
Oh, definitely. Yes, you could. Oh, and then there was the Rainbow Station, was another shop.
Oh yeah, up towards Rose Hill.
Yeah.
There was the Spa shop.
Yeah.
Used to be Foster's.
Little boy ran out of there,
got killed. Yeah.
Oh,
Dorian was going to his party the day he got killed. He was going to get the evening news. He didn't look to see what he was doing, he ran straight out in front of this bus.
Oh, awful.
It was terrible.
But, you know, people used to come round with things. I mean, we had the baker come round. Mr. Roy used to come round with the bread. The butcher used to come round, didn't he?
Yes,
he used to order your meat, the butcher come round. Fishman used to come.
Yeah, fishman used to come,
Greengrocery, did that come round or not? Did the
greengrocery? Mr. Stannard used to deliver. The dairyman delivered those.
Yes, it was all delivered, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all delivered. Yeah, so we have seen a lot of changes.
Oh, definitely, yeah.